Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Padu, and in this episode, I talk about the New Year's and appreciating the things you've accomplished over the last year. 2020 was not at all like what anyone expected. So you may not have accomplished what you planned to do, but you may have done things you didn't expect to do and that you should be, in fact, and proud of both the big or the small accomplishments you have actually done. So let's jump right in. So I want to start by saying Happy New Year's. I hope you had a great holidays and that you had a good time on New Year's Eve. And even if those celebrations may look a little different this year, I still hope you had a great time. When the new year hits, some people choose to create goals for the year, and if you do, that's amazing, and if you don't, that's completely okay too. But I hope that creating those goals motivate you. But I also want to make sure that if you don't accomplish those goals that you've set for yourself, especially during a time like we're having right now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be proud of things that you've actually accomplished, and you shouldn't put yourself so down or beat yourself up because you haven't accomplished your 2020 goals. That's completely okay. I feel like goals should be created purely to motivate yourself. So because you don't hit 100% accuracy doesn't mean you shouldn't be proud of yourself. You could have done great maybe 50% of the time of something that you told yourself you wanted to do, but that's better than you not having had hit it at all. Or maybe you've done things and a couple times you missed it. That's completely okay. Be proud of all the times you've actually been able to accomplish something. I just really don't want people to create goals, and if you've completely missed the mark on them, to be completely, down about it or mad at yourself, because there's no reason why you should be. You've tried your best, and if anything, make those goals your new 2021 goals and make those happen now, or at least get closer to be actually accomplishing those goals. So if you're listening to this, or really any of my episodes, it means you're taking a bit of time in the day to learn about something new and or improving yourself in one way or another on a small or big scale. So you're already working on yourself at least a little bit. A year ago, I created an episode reflecting back on 2019 and creating my 2020 goals. And I actually just listened to the episode right before creating this episode now, because I wanted to see what I was talking about, what my 2019 goals were, what were this year's goals? Because if I'm being completely honest, this year has been a mess, just like it was for everybody else. And I didn't even remember what my goals were. I know it's a fact, I wrote them on a notebook just like I do every single year. I always make this elaborate little, I guess I could call them a little worksheet. It's usually some type of bullet journal looking thing where I then, every time I accomplish something or I get a step closer, I will fill it in. And every year I know exactly where I place it and I'm pretty good about staying on top of it. This year I have no idea where the notebook went. So that's kind of where I'm at. But is that a bad thing? No. And that's completely okay if you also have no idea what your 2020 goals were. And if you happen to know what your 2020 goals were and you didn't hit any of them, once again, it's okay. I'm sure many of you can relate to that. So I just want to say, you're okay. You're fine. So for the fun of it, I decided to, listen to that podcast, and I want to reflect back on those goals. My first resolution was to hike at least once a month. And I did that in January successfully, and then I did that in February. And then quarantine hit in March. And since then, I think I've hiked once or twice more, both because at one point the trails were closed, but then my plans kind of just changed throughout the year and hiking just didn't seem as feasible, or I didn't put as much effort into hiking as I did at the start of the year and at the end of 2019. But guess what? That's okay. The next goal was to drink double my weight in kgs in water. And honestly, I'm definitely still working on that. I currently have right next to me a whole gallon of water that is about a fourth of the way drank, and it is 8 p.m. So good news for me, I go to bed very late. I probably won't be to bed for at least like, I don't know, 6-7 hours. So maybe I'll get to there, but maybe I won't. And there were moments I would drink this year an entire gallon of water successfully, and moments where I would forget, like yesterday, and basically drink only 2 cups of water the entire day. And like I said, it happens. So it's still a work in progress, but at times I would drink more water than I ever have. So it's a small win. And instead, I get to take this goal and put it for next year. The next goal was to work out 3 times a week. And guess what? I actually did do this one. I think I've done this one successfully for 15 months, except for 3 individual weeks. I had 2 weeks where I just kind of needed a break. I had a lot of things going on, and I unfortunately didn't prioritize it, but I'm still very proud of my progress. And I didn't this week because the times where I wanted to ended up hurting my ankle, and here I am on a unintentional rest break because sometimes I do random exercises, and there's just this huge shock in my ankle. So other than this break, I will get back on it, and that's a major win in my book. I knew I wanted 2020 to be all about fitness, and I've made it to be so in new and better ways than I even thought I could. I just expected myself to work out 3 times a week. I didn't expect myself to work out sometimes 5 to 6 times a week, start my own 8-week challenge. I ended up just doing a whole lot, becoming a personal trainer, and so much more. It started with me just wanting to actually be consistent with working out for one of the first times in my life, and I was doing so. The next goal was to lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle, and I'm so glad to say that I have indeed been able to do this as well. I stuck to the gym, and I've lost weight, and I want 2021 to shift my focus from working out to eating even cleaner than what I was doing this past year, so that I can improve this goal too in the future. My next goal was to podcast and blog once a week. So just working on Bull Centennial in general and being more consistent. And I do think I've been able to do this. For podcasting specifically, I've been able to be super consistent weekly for 10 months out of the year. And then I did take that little break, and I explained why on episode 40, if you guys want to check that out, but I'm glad that I took that break because I'm even more glad now to be back, and I feel ready for whatever hits, and I'm ready to start brainstorming a bunch and talking to you guys, and I'm just very happy. And as far as blogging, I have also been very consistent. There's times where I wasn't as consistent, but I write whenever I am creative, honestly, and whenever I find things that I want to talk about and want to share and news to share and new research that I've found. So it's just a fun way for me to share more information with you guys. And I feel like I've been able to do this a lot more than I've been able to the year and a half, I think, before. So I'm very happy about it too. So looking back at those goals, have I been perfect? No. I don't have 100% accuracy or 100% of accomplishments in any of these 5 resolutions. But am I proud about the accomplishments that I've actually done for this year? Definitely. I want to take this time to reflect on what I did during 2020, as I hope it gives some of you guys a more positive way to reflect on your own year. And even if it didn't go as planned, I'm sure there are things that happened that you can be proud or appreciate. So for starters, I graduated. In May of 2020, I officially graduated from SDSU, and I'm so happy that I did because I worked very hard for the 3 years that I was to graduate, and being able to say that I have, in fact, graduated in 3 years and graduated 20 years old in 2020. Those were random goals of mine, and I was able to do so. I'd also been told by friends for a couple of months, maybe even since the end of 2019, that they would see me as a great personal trainer. And I thought about it for months, and I always debated, and I never knew if I wanted to follow through. But in September of 2020, I took the course to become a personal trainer. This wasn't in my plans at all at the start of the year. There was no time in the start of the new year's where I was like, I think I want to be a personal trainer. No, I kind of had like, maybe people tell me, but it was more of like, I really don't see that becoming a thing. but it's something that I'm so grateful to have been pushed to do by my friends and my family, and I'm so proud of myself for following through, taking the course, and being able to complete the course and officially to have become a personal trainer since December 15th, 2020. I also want to acknowledge that I may not have been as consistent for the blog or podcast that I envisioned, but I'm also incredibly proud to be on the 43rd episode of the Bull Centennial podcast, because when you think about it, that is a whole lot of episode. If you were going to listen to 43 of my episodes in a row, you'd still be sitting here for a good couple of hours. And for that reason, I'm very proud of being able to stick to it for this whole time, because I could have easily given up if I wanted to a couple of episodes in, but I didn't. I kept going and going and going until I needed a little break, and then I pushed further, and here I am. And I've also created 21 blog posts over the year, and I plan on creating a whole lot more in the future to share more about my life and some tips and some advice, and again, some research and some things, maybe fitness related for the courses that I've done, and everything like that. I just love that both the podcast and the blog are just ways for me to interact with you guys that are different and that I can share both my life and things that I've learned. And I really like that. So I really hope to be doing more of that in the new year. I've also been so diligent about my workouts and my goals. And sometimes life doesn't allow you to be perfect for a week. But did that mean I gave up? Heck no. I got back up and I did it again, and if I missed a workout, I'd do it the next day. There were times where technically I did two workouts in one day, or two workouts in one week, but then the next week instead, I'd do four workouts to make up for it. So in my mind, did I still do three workouts a week? Yes, because I never ended up missing a workout in the end. But like I said, with me saying I didn't miss one, did I miss a couple weeks here and there? Yes, but did I get back and pushed even harder after? Definitely. And I just really like it. And I also started eating better. And as the months went by, I figured out new ways to make my eating better, research into different foods and different methods and ways to be healthy. And I truly think my eating has never been better than where I am right now. And sometimes I meal prep, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I started making a whole list of the different foods that I like and separated them into categories. And I started off the year being super high in protein and counting every single calories. And now I do pay attention to my protein, but I no longer log my food. But I look at things in different ways. So now I'm all about portion control and intuitive eating. And I just very much be careful and pay attention in new ways. And who knows, I've mentioned it before, but maybe it's not going to work out for me. And maybe I'll go back to calorie counting. But for now, I've never felt better. I don't think I've eaten any more veggies in a week than I currently do. And I just all around, honestly, feel so proud of that accomplishment. And another random thing is I've also gotten really into plants over quarantine over the last year, and have started off the year with just a couple succulents. I had some herbs and a snake plant and a hanging plant back in June. And now I have, I believe, close to 30 plants in my room. But I've done so much research and have honestly cared for them so much, and they've become such a weird essential part of my, I don't know, day-to-day life. I just look at them and they make me happy. I'm currently recording with a spider plant right in front of me, and it makes me happy. So yes, that's such a random thing, but it's something that I'm super proud that came out of 2020. I think the last thing that I have, which is kind of random as well, but I started Accutane in 2020. And that may seem strange to add to the list, but my skin has honestly been a major concern of mine for years, and it only got way, way worse in 2019. So when I decided in February to go through with Accutane, it wasn't something that I was expecting to do. It was an incredible decision for myself, and I'm so glad that I went through it. And I appreciate my skin so much, and I did before, and I definitely took my skincare routine super seriously, and I wanted to do anything I could to kind of make it better. And I've always said that my skincare routine is kind of my me time and my time to, yeah, just kind of focus on myself. But now knowing what my skin went through and what I guess my body went through by having Accutane, I honestly just love my skin. I love my clear skin, of course, but I also just appreciate my skin, and I embrace more so having little to no makeup, because before I could never do that. At least I didn't let myself do that. There's just so many things I would have never thought about doing over 2020 that either I ended up being able to do, or that I'm just so grateful that I kept up with or tried with such, like, I don't know, like working out. Despite, for example, the lockdown leading to my gym being closed very frequently over the year, I was so, so scared that I was going to lose my routine, lose what I've been able to progress at the gym, and maybe screw up the progress that I've made. But it actually led to home workouts and workouts that actually did show me more, honestly, more progression than I had seen at the gym, at least for that time being. But did I make the most out of this year? I definitely think so. I think having more time at home has made me be able to do things I wouldn't have otherwise been able to do. I generally feel closer to my friends as well, since I keep in contact with them literally 24/7, since I know seeing them all the time isn't possible. I know there are definitely, I don't know, times where I'd like to see my friends. One of them's very long distance, so I would not be able to see her otherwise. But we normally get to see each other about every 3 months, and then due to quarantine, we didn't see each other for nearly a whole year. So it's been hard, but instead we contact literally throughout the day. Sometimes we will FaceTime for almost 12 hours straight, which to some of you may be crazy, but I don't know. There's just something fun about literally when we're on those calls for 12 hours, we will do chores with each other. We will be cleaning our rooms, or we will go out and do the returns that we need to do, and we'll just be in the AirPods with each other. Sometimes we don't even talk, but sometimes we just tell each other a whole bunch of stories, or sometimes we just keep each other motivated to actually stay productive. And it's just something that I don't think without quarantine, we would definitely be close, but I think there's just a different level of like closeness, I suppose. And I just love that. I love being able to just, I guess, spend more time with them, even if it means more virtually or digitally. And yeah, who knows what will happen in 2021, but I do want to say this. If you haven't accomplished any of your 2020 goals, you're not doing anything wrong. Think about the small or big things you've accomplished, or that you're just simply proud or grateful for. If you wish you had done more, make 2021 your year. Just because you're in quarantine, just because you're in lockdown, it doesn't mean that you can't do things for yourself. Find new ways around it, start something new, or just make the time that you have at home time that you can just work on what you have to do. 2021 for me is going to be about further improving my health and fitness journey, including eating even better. And I really, really want to start helping others reach their own goals through personal training. So I will throw it out there. If you guys are interested in personal training, please, please visit my page. It'll be down below. But I basically make custom workouts for you guys. And I just love being able to help you guys reach your own goals, because I know how that feels. And then I also will be further improving and growing the Bold Centennial brand through more research and dedication, and I want to plan more in advance, because I feel like that would be a very smart thing to do, especially when we all get like kind of crazy busy out of nowhere. So I think having more, just planning in advance, it could do a lot of good. After you listen to this podcast, think about things that you would like to accomplish in your own new year. And remember, we all have the same amount of hours in a day and days in a year, so how will you spend that time? Now, that's all I have for you today, and if you have a quick second, please rate and review the podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. So, the main part of this week was honestly Christmas. I honestly had such a great time during Christmas. I spent Eve with, and Christmas morning, with my mom, my sister, and my sister's boyfriend. It was just relaxing and fun. We had cheese fondue and this thing called a raclette, which in French is basically when you melt cheese slices and you can pour that onto like meats or potatoes, and it is absolutely delicious. So We had some of that and we played some games, and then we ended the night with a chocolate fondue. The next morning, we then had crepes, which was so, so good. I'm a sucker for some good crepes. We had some salty ones, some sweet ones, and it was absolutely delicious. It wasn't healthy, not at all, but everything in moderation is all right, and it was a holiday, so I get to enjoy myself. That night, I also, so like Christmas night, I guess, I went to my stepfamily's place, and we just played cards and exchanged gifts there too, and it was a lot of fun. And then lastly, I had a mini Christmas with my friend on Sunday, so we just chilled and played card games and made a few cocktails, and it was a great time. Overall, I got a lot of things to improve my plant life, my podcast life, and my fitness life in one way or another, which I'm super, super pumped about. I got some books about both the podcasting and plants, so I can definitely improve that. And then I also got some things like yoga pants and these, what is it even called? Like a foam roller, but it's basically for my spine. Kind of random. But I'm super, super excited. And I got some wall propagation station for, above my wall, above my bed. And I'm super excited. And also a new mic to replace my broken one. So no more recording on my phone, which I am so happy about because the quality absolutely sucked, and I'm aware, but we stuck through it, and I'm glad you guys are here now, and I'm glad that I'm here with a much better mic. But yeah, I'm super grateful for what my friends and family gifted me, and I'm so excited to use, wear, read all of the items. So thank you. But with that, this concludes this episode, and thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial Podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you!